This is Adam Hochberg in Greenville, South Carolina. While the Democratic candidates are spending most of their time in New Hampshire, Senator John Edwards also is campaigning here. South Carolina will hold its primary February 3rd, 1 week after New Hampshire, and Edwards considers South Carolina more critical to his campaign. It's where he was born and where he spent part of his childhood before his family moved to North Carolina. Speaking today in Greenville, the senator played up his local roots, saying his southern drawl and southern background make him the most electable Democrat.
The South is not George Bush's backyard. It is my backyard, and I will beat George Bush in my backyard.
The primary here will be decided by an electorate vastly different from those in Iowa or New Hampshire. South Carolina politics is dominated by Republicans. The Democratic Party is relatively small. And African Americans are expected to account for more than a third of primary voters. Today, Edwards talked at length about civil rights and said as president he'd work for racial equality.
Having grown up, as most of you did, here in the South, I mean, most of us saw the ugly face of racism when we were growing up. Those of us from the South have an enormous responsibility when it comes to issues of race and equality and civil rights, and we have such a ways to go.
Edwards' appearance at a downtown sandwich shop was one of two South Carolina visits he plans this week. The trips are taking him away from New Hampshire, where polls show him trailing John Kerry, Howard Dean, and Wesley Clark. But the plan is consistent with Edwards' longstanding strategy to finish near the top in Iowa and New Hampshire, then win the primary here. Edwards' volunteer Matthew Richardson has campaigned in all three states and says New Hampshire expectations are modest.
I don't think he needs to finish any higher than fourth, because you've got Dean and Kerry that are right there next door, and then you've got Clark, who camped out there for 3 weeks. John Edwards is running everywhere, and he's showing his commitment to South Carolina. He's going to win.
Of course, Edwards isn't the only candidate working for South Carolina votes. Clark and Al Sharpton both were in the state for a Martin Luther King Day rally, while Joe Lieberman's wife is campaigning here today. Winthrop University political scientist Scott Huffman says several candidates could win South Carolina, and it's still too early for any strong trends to emerge. But he says Edwards enjoys one advantage.
In South Carolina, we love a hometown boy. And while that status is not enough to win him the Democratic primary in South Carolina, it certainly allows him to grab the ear of folks so that they are more open to hearing his message because of that hometown aspect.
Edwards is scheduled to return to South Carolina for several hours Friday, making him the only candidate who plans to spend any time here the weekend before New Hampshire's primary. The senator also has broken with his competitors on another piece of campaign strategy. Several Democrats have tried to appeal to New Hampshire voters this week by publicly rooting for the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl. But Edwards has announced he'll cheer for his home state, Carolina Panthers. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Greenville, South Carolina.